Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la, la 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 la. Tis the season.
I'm home!
Dennis, you're covered with paint. What have you been up to?
Painting a Christmas card. It's for everybody in the whole world.
One Christmas card for everybody?
Sure. It's a big one. It says Merry Christmas to everybody. And there's a red Santa Claus about as tall as that. And there's a green Christmas tree about as tall as our upstairs windows.
Now, Dennis, you're exaggerating.
No, I'm not, Mom. I had to stand on a ladder to paint it.
What did you paint it on?
On the side of our house.
I want to talk to you.
What's up?
I have looked all over the house for the Christmas presents. They disappeared from our bedroom.
Simmer down, honey. When you were over at Sally's, I moved into a safer place. Dennis is on the prowl again. Oh, incidentally, I stopped by the express office and picked up Grandpa's package. Dennis got his sled.
Will he be thrilled? Where'd you put it?
Well, at the moment, it's out behind the garage. I didn't think I'd better bring it in. I'll just take these things up to the vault.
Well, the vault? What vault?
The old trunk in the attic.
Oh, Dennis will be sure to look there.
Let him look. The trunk is locked, and I have the key. You know, every year that kid's known what he was getting in advance. It's ridiculous.
Jesus, Tommy. I counted on Grandpa to send me a sled, but I can't find it.
Boy, tomorrow's Christmas.
If I don't get it by bedtime, I'm going to write another letter to Santa Claus and get it that way.
Santa'll probably be so busy he won't have time to read his mail.
It's probably in here anyway. I looked every place else. Even the deep freeze of the washing machine. Oops. Boy, those shoes of yours with the rubber sole sure are quiet, aren't they, Dad?
Sure are. Now get away from that trunk.
I guess you want me to get away from it because there's some stuff hidden in it, huh, Dad?
Never mind. And where did you get those keys?
I went to every house on the block asking for keys that didn't belong to anything anymore. Hey! You gonna hide some more presents?
Yes, I am, but not while you're around. Now, you two run on downstairs.
Come on, Tommy. Yeah, I think I'd better go home.
Hey, Dad! You were gonna hide some presents that you don't have with you right now. Would it have runners?
Dennis. 42 cards, Martha.
Well, isn't it nice to know we have so many friends?
Yes, but we sent out 50 cards. What about the rest of them?
You're not supposed to count them, dear. Where's your Christmas spirit?
Oh, I'm full of it. It's the other 8 people that don't have any. I'm full of it.
If that's Dennis leaning on that doorbell again, I want to send him right back home.
Now, you be nice to him, George.
Dennis, what are you... Oh, Mitchell.
Sorry, Mr. Wilson, it's stuck.
Oh. No harm done. Come on in. Have you seen the postman yet?
No, I don't think he's been by yet.
Oh, good.
What are all these? They're presents for Dennis. Alice took him shopping an hour ago, and I've been trying to find a hiding place that he doesn't know about.
Well?
There isn't any. I was wondering if you could help me out.
Well, I think we can help you out. Hey, Martha?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Wilson.
Hello, Henry. Why don't you put it in there?
Oh, yeah, the hall closet should hold them.
Well, that'd be just fine.
And the door should hold off Dennis.
Yes, the door should... Oh, you've removed the crayon, Mark.
Yes, I sanded it down and repainted it. Martha wanted the house to look fresh for the holidays.
We were terribly sorry about
Oh, no, forget it. At least he's grown out of that phase. Or exchanged for a new one.
You mean his bugling. I hope it hasn't been bothering you.
Well, frankly, it has. What is that he's trying to play?
Silent Night.
Well, you can't play Silent Night on a bugle.
Well, that's what I told him, but he said he's going to be the first.
Great.
And I'll bet he will, too. Henry, would you like some coffee?
Oh, yes, that'd be fine, Miss Wilson.
Good.
Oh, that kid.
More coffee, Henry?
Oh, thank you. No, Miss Wilson, I've been here over an hour. I've got to get home. I may be over later with some more presents, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, any time at all, Mitchell.
Dennis, don't blow your bugle in Mr. Wilson's yard, please.
You want me to play it for him in the house?
That's one pleasure we'll forego, thank you.
Don't you want me to play it?
No, it doesn't.
Don't you like Christmas carols, Mr. Wilson?
Of course I do.
Well, then how come you...
Because I don't like them on a bugle.
Are you mad, Mr. Wilson?
No.
Well, then Merry Christmas, Mr. Wilson.
Merry Christmas.
I think we better run along, son. See you later, Mr. Wilson.
Tommy's coming over now, Mr. Wilson. Then I'll see you later, too.
Don't you give me something to look forward to?
Oh, hello, Mr. Dorfman.
Oh, you have something for me?
Mr. Wilson, Mr. Mitchell, Dennis. Yes, I think I have something here for everyone.
Gee, that's swell.
Mr. George Wilson and Mitchell's. Dennis Mitchell. Mr. and Mrs. Mitchell. Oh, here's one for Mrs. Wilson, Mr. Wilson. Dennis, another one for you. Mr. Mitchell, 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 Mitchell.
Thank you, Mr. Dorfman.
Are you sure you have any more for me?
Oh, that's all this delivery, Mr. Wilson.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Mr. Dorfman, I got two. How many did you get, Dad?
Oh, seven or eight.
How many did you get, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I don't count them, Dennis. That's not the Christmas spirit.
Come on, son.
Hey, they're gone. Every year I have to go through this. First they hide them, then I fight them. Then they move them, and then I gotta fight them again. Same way at my house. Are you sure you're getting a sled from your uncle? Sure, I'm sure. They got a swell hiding place, too. It's in the storage bin in our garage. Boy, I sure wish I could find my sled. Certainly not up here. Let's go look at Mom and Dad's room. They try hiding them there. Yeah, but sometimes they get kind of tricky. They might have put them back. Hi, Mom. What you doing?
Wrapping presents. Oh, if you bring me the alarm clock you got for your father, I'll wrap that, too.
Okay, in a minute.
Put it down, young man.
I think me and Tommy will just sit down on the floor for a minute, rest our bones.
You do that. Anything under there?
Nothing but dust. Anything you want me to hang up in your closet for you?
Well, yes, you could take my robe and hang it in the closet, if you like.
You mean you don't care if I look in your closet?
Of course not.
You're wasting your time. Well, you sure got them hid, haven't you?
We sure have. I'm sorry, young man. You're out of luck this time.
Come on, Tommy. Let's go downstairs. Where are we going to look now? I think I'll have a little talk with good old Dad before I do any more looking. He might let us slip where they're hidden. He looks like he's asleep. You asleep, Dad? Huh? You asleep? Hey, Dad, are you sleeping? Huh, Dad? Here, give him a toot on your bugle. I'd better not. It's too close to Christmas.
Oh, hi, son, Tommy.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Mr. Mitchell. Did you just wake up?
Yeah, I felt like I had a fly on my nose.
Okay if I sit on your stomach?
You don't bounce.
Oh, boy! Climb aboard, Tom. Hot dog.
Oh, I hope you don't have any more friends coming over.
Nope. Hey, when me and Mom went shopping, we got a present for you and for Mr. Wilson and for Mrs. Wilson and for Fremont.
What did you get for Fremont?
A great big bone from the meat market.
You did, huh?
Yeah, and the butcher gave me a weenie. You want to guess what I got you? It's something you put on the table.
I know, liver and onions.
No, it's something you can hear.
Oh, a loud tie.
No, boy, I'm sure fooling you, huh, Dad?
That's not half of what you're doing to my stomach when you bounce like that.
That's because your stomach's so skinny. If you think his stomach's so skinny, you ought to see his legs. Boy, you shake up...
All right, Dennis, that's enough. What do you want?
Sled.
Oh, now, that's not what I meant, and you know it.
Okay. Hey, Mom's gonna wrap the present I got for you.
Good. What about it?
Well, I bet you're awful curious about what it is, aren't you?
Oh, I sure am.
Well, I don't want you to do any peeking, so I want to put with all the rest of my presents.
Okay.
So when I put it there, where will I put it?
Pretty tricky, but it won't work. Just finding out where the presents are for me.
Come on, Tommy, let's go back upstairs. What for? I just thought of something I gotta do. Hey, Dad, could you tell me what time it is?
It's 2:05.
Thanks, Dad. Come on, Tommy, we better hurry. Boy, that sure is a swell alarm clock. Sure it is. It's just the kind Dad wanted. First it rings, then it stops. Then it rings again. That's so you can't go back to sleep. What time are you setting an alarm for? 4:00. That'll give Mom time to wrap it and put it with the other presents while me and you are out playing. Then when it goes off, I'll be back, and I'll hear it and know where everything is. Jeez, how'd you think of that? I don't know. I guess I was just born with a smart head. Come on, Tommy. I'm going to take it over to Mom. Hey, Mom.
Yes, Dennis? What is it?
Here's Dad's clock. And after you wrap it, will you put it with the rest of the presents?
All right, dear. I'll do it later.
How about now?
I have to get down to the kitchen and start the cranberry sauce.
Okay, Mom. That'll be swell. In fact, that'll be perfect.
What do you mean?
Right now, I'm going out to play. But if you wrap it later, then I'll be back and I can help you carry the presents wherever you're putting them.
On second thought, I think I will wrap it now. Bye, fellas. Going out to play.
Before 4:00.
How much before 4:00?
2 minutes.
Did Mom put all our presents I'm giving in with the others?
Yes, she did, Dennis.
All of them?
Yes, Dennis. Even Fremont's bone.
Fremont, look what you've done. Why, you've just ruined my new paint job. Marty, he's just ruined it.
Oh, it's too bad.
All right, just for that, you're going outside for a while. And you'll just stay there.
What time is it now, Dad?
I just told you, Dennis.
That was before. What time is it now?
It's exactly 4:00 now.
Excuse me, Dad. Could you pull me out later? I'm trying to hear something. Do you hear anything?
Nope.
The sound I'm trying to hear is kind of like a doorbell. Kinda. Do you hear anything like that?
No, I don't.
That's funny. Neither do I.
Coming. Hurry, Martha.
Just a second, George.
I'll bet that's Dennis ringing it that way.
There. Don't blame him, George. You know that bell sticks.
That's strange, Martha. There's no one. Oh. That you're going outside now. Bad dog. Martha, that dog is just scratching that door to pieces.
I wonder why he's doing it.
Well, if you're asking me, I think Dennis put him up to it.
Oh, George, that's ridiculous.
I long ago learned when anything goes wrong around this house, somehow Dennis is involved. There he is, the doorbell again.
No, he's not doing, dear. Remember, it's the day before Christmas.
Yeah, and if I were Santa Claus, I'd give him a stocking full of foot.
Oh, no.
And you're going to stay outside now, Fremont. I'm ashamed. That's the strangest thing, Martha. Nobody's ever there, and Fremont just rushes in, and... Great Scott.
What is it, dear?
Martha, do you realize what's been happening? Fremont's been ringing our doorbell.
Oh, George, that's silly.
No, it isn't. Dennis taught him to do it just to irritate me. He jumps up and rings it with his nose. There, he's doing it again.
Aren't you going to answer it?
I am not. Why, if that dog starts thinking I'm at his beck and call, I'll never have a moment's rest.
I'm just going to let him ring.
Oh, Dennis, forget about finding the presents. Tonight, we'll have a lovely time trimming the tree. Tomorrow morning, it'll be Christmas, and you can open everything.
Okay.
Now, you run on outside and play.
Hey, why don't we write another letter to Santa Claus in case Grandpa forgot to send me my sled?
I think you've written enough letters to Santa Claus.
What if I get Dad to help?
Oh, Dennis, run on outside. Get Tommy to play with you.
What I need is some friend to write me a good letter.
All right, Dennis. Be sure to put your cap on.
Hiya, Fremont.
Now, don't tell me that was Fremont.
Well, if it was, he's gone too far.
Hiya, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, hi, Dennis. Come on in out of the cold. All right, Dennis, what do you want?
I wondered if you'd help me write a letter to... Hey, how come Fremont's scratching at that door?
I don't know. He's been doing it all afternoon. You'd think there was a bone in there.
A bone? Hey, why don't we take a look at that good old closet, Mr. Wilson?
No, Dennis.
Jeepers, it'll only take a minute.
I want both of you out of here.
Even before I say hello to Mrs. Wilson? Hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Hello, Dennis. Are you putting up your tree tonight?
Sure we are. Are you?
No, dear. We decided not to have one this year, just for the two of us.
Gee, that's too bad. Hey, you want me to look in that closet and see if there's a bone in there?
No, thank you, Dennis.
Well, if you're not interested, Mr. Wilson's not interested, how about if I look for me, because I'm interested?
No, I'm sorry, Dennis. You are not going to look in that closet, not while I'm here to stop you. Now, come outside. And you too, Fremont.
Oh, I think that's a little better. Put one light right up on that limb.
Yeah, is that all right?
That's perfect.
Poor Mr. and Mrs. Wilson.
What?
Poor Mr. and Mrs. Wilson.
Well, what's the matter?
They're going to be all alone Christmas Eve, and they haven't even got a tree. Why don't we ask them to come over and help trim ours?
Well, that's a good idea, Dennis.
You go over and ask him to come spend the evening with us. Oh, I'm so glad you thought of it, Dennis.
Yeah, so am I. That'll give good old Mr. and Mrs. Wilson a chance to get out of their house. Hey, it's snowing!
Snowing!
Snowing! Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it's beautiful. Look at that.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, it looks like we'll have our white Christmas after all.
Truly beautiful.
Boy, I sure hope I'm getting a sled.
Dennis, you promised not to mention that again.
Yeah, well, I sure hope I'm getting one, because I don't want all that snow to go to waste.
Dennis, why don't we hang your Christmas stocking?
Well, I got one ready, but it's kind of different.
Different?
Sure, it's rubber.
That's my hip boot.
Did you want to use it?
Well, I guess not.
Oh, Dennis, it'll take half of Santa's pack to fill that.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I'll hang it up for you, son.
You know what I'm going to do now while you all sit by the fire? I'm going to play Silent Night for you on my bugle.
Martha, I think we'd better be leaving.
Now, George, sit down.
Dennis, I don't think you'd better.
But, Jesus, I've been practicing all week.
You certainly have.
Jeepers, Dad, don't I have it yet?
Well, not quite, son.
Dennis, I have a better idea. Why don't we all sing Silent Night?
That's a good idea. Yes.
Silent
Night.
Child, holy.
Dennis, that was lovely.
Okay, if I have one of those Christmas cookies?
Yes, of course.
God bless us, everyone.
Now I feel like it really is Christmas. That's my favorite carol. And Dennis sang it like an angel.
Oh, he is an angel, Martha. An absolute angel.
Coming up next, TV Land's Twice as Nice continues with another episode of Dennis the Menace. It's twice as nice for you, but not quite so nice for Mr. Wilson. Stay tuned.